as you get older, you begin to see how much you've got to be thankful for. The thing I would do most of all would be to listen to elder people a lot more, pay a lot more attention to older folks, because when you're young, you're inexperienced, and there's a lot of stuff you just don't know, and you just won't know, because you only get to know them once you experience them.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. This is another special episode with an award winner, a Circle of Joy award winner. His name is Sibrand, and he is from South Africa. And we are live right now, talking from two ends of the world. And I'm really excited about the fact that we got to connect, and with the fact that I'm able to have him on, because he's an integral part of the gratitude community. And he's been currently journaling for more than 100 days. And his commitment, I'm sure, will be an inspiration for you. So welcome, Sibrand, to the Gratitude Podcast.
Hi, Georgian. Yeah, welcome to you too. It's great to be chatting to you.
Let us know a little bit more about you, about your story. It's quite amazing and incredible that you managed to get to feeling grateful and to looking for and see and finding gratitude in your life, taking into consideration all of the things that you've been through. Can you tell us a little bit more about you and your life story?
Yes, okay. Just in very brief terms, I grew up with parents who weren't prepared for children, eventually disowned me, got involved in military service, where I ended up killing people, and that was pretty traumatic. Then I had a pretty unsuccessful marriage in which my wife became lesbian, and that ended up in a divorce, and so ended up in full-time church ministry, and was kicked out of that because of the divorce from my first wife. So at that stage of my life, I think I was pretty down and out. If it hadn't been for the woman I'm married to now, Cynthia, I think I would have put an end to it right there and then. But she fortunately inspired me and kept me going. And since then, I have basically healed a lot of the wounds. And a little while ago, listening to a sermon on TV, the preacher mentioned a gratitude gap app that he'd been on for some 20 years, and now that it helped him. And I thought, well, that sounds interesting. And went onto the web and downloaded the Gratitude 365 app. And that's where I've been for about 9 months now, I think it is, whatever. And I found it. It's something that's really worthwhile doing. I've all my life been someone that's had it in me to help others, and I find that being good to others and helping others and encouraging other people ultimately ends up being the thing that helps me most. It helps me more to help others than it helps them, I think, sometimes, but just doing good to other people, and I find that's what this 365 app does. It just gives you the opportunity to speak into people's lives and encourage them, and especially when things are going hard and tough and so on. So often that's all we need, is just someone to say to us, keep in there, hang in there.
That's so true. That's so true. And I'm so happy that you got to this important point, the fact that many times by helping others, we are actually helping ourselves. And I think that's so true, and that's so amazing.
Yeah, I found it sounds vain, and it sounds as if, okay, so in other words, you're only doing this for yourself, but it's a bit of a paradox, you know. It's not that one does it for yourself, because the moment you start thinking of it that way, you become ineffective, or would become ineffective, and you wouldn't be of much use to anybody else. But as long as you're sincere in wanting to help other people and sharing what you know and what your experiences have been, and for me, a lot of the time, it's sharing my faith in God, and how God has helped me. That if one is genuine with it, then I find it does often help other people.
Exactly. Yeah, I totally agree with that. The fact that we are genuine in this and we are helping people from our heart and because we really want to help them, that actually leads to something positive for us as well. But it's not the main purpose. It's just a side benefit that is pretty amazing. But I wanted to get back a little bit to the Gratitude 360 app. And I wanted to ask you, if you can share with us some of the things that you are writing in the Gratitude 360 app, like some of the things that you are grateful for.
Generally, the thing that I am most grateful for is for my relationship with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and how that impacts on my life and makes me appreciate my gifts, particularly late in the last 9 months or so, discovered a gift for art, and I've been painting and enjoying that. Wow. And people that have seen that have sort of said, you know, have you never done anything like this before? Never had any lessons? And no, I haven't, but it's just been an interest that now that I'm retired, I think, you know, one sort of feels, oh, okay, fine. It takes up time, and it's fulfilling, and it's creative. It has a lot in common, I think, with the app, and I've occasionally encouraged people to, you know, when they're down and out, to get into art, and you don't have to be always talented. Sometimes it's just a way of expressing yourself and so on that is helpful for anybody to just try and be a bit creative. It builds confidence.
Yeah, and it's a great way of expressing feelings and putting things that are inside on a canvas. And yeah, that's very beautiful. And by the way, do you have like a place where online where we could see your work?
It's on Photo, Google Photo, what you call it, app, under my email address. I'm linked in there. It's on sabrant191@gmail.com. The 191 comes from my street address. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's where you know, the few paintings I've done up now are basically on the app there. And I've occasionally shared one or two on the 365 app as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. But the thing is that I don't believe we can access them. Like most probably they are only seen by you. That's why it's with your email address, but we will talk.
That's possible, yeah.
Maybe we will find a way for our listeners to enjoy your art as well. And I think if that's right, something that you would like, of course.
Well, if it's going to help anybody, yes, sure. You know, I think sometimes people think they've got to be, world famous artists before they start. So maybe my sort of efforts at starting might be encouraging. So yeah, maybe I can see if I can get them posted onto the Zoom app or something somehow. Mm. And try that.
Awesome, great. So how did you start? Like How did you get to the decision of writing what you're grateful for each day? Was it hard to start this journey?
No, I think, as I say, the sermon that I listened to from an ex-colleague of mine, how he sort of put it in the sermon of just being grateful for things daily, how that can enrich your life, that was a pretty good introduction. And then, as I say, I just went onto the web, and the first app that appealed to me was the 365, and it was pretty easy to get into. And I suppose just by nature, I'm a person that you know, likes to when you get into something to make a success of it. So it was, to me, it wasn't difficult. I think to a certain extent, perhaps my time in full-time ministry and so on helps in that. I think you got to learn to be honest, open, be revealing of your own nature and your own problems. And that sometimes is an obstacle for some people. And if it is, you know, I would say to those people, you know, go for it. You know, you'll find that it frees you up. It sets you free to be open and honest and reveal, you know, where you really are at and what you really are going through. And it sets you free. And then just to be sensitive to the needs of other people, to listen carefully, to read carefully what they are saying. Sometimes people don't say directly what their problems are and so on. And you've got to listen what is not being said. And perhaps the fact that during my time in ministry, I was trained as a counselor as well, that might be an advantage I have over some people. But yeah, I think that's it.
That's beautiful, and I really appreciate this wisdom that you're sharing with us. And it's clear that it comes from a lot of experience and from a good heart, and I really appreciate that. But I also wanted to get to something else. Like, how has your life changed since you've begun writing the things that you're grateful for?
I think when I started, I was at a pretty low point. I had just been to Australia to visit my daughter there, and that was great. It was really a good time. So, you know, ending that was very difficult and a bit heart sore and so on. And I was also just getting used to retiring, and that wasn't easy. Suddenly, you know, being almost redundant, finding new roles in life. As you know, I got going on the Gratitude app, it suddenly gave me new purpose. And it sounds crazy to you know, for an app to be the purpose of life, but it did create a purpose. And eventually, as I say, then with the starting to draw and paint, that became a purpose. And so gradually I've developed other things. But initially, I think the app kept me going and lifted me out of the sort of feeling sorry for myself to a certain extent. And I do suffer from depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. So, yeah, those sort of things like impact on one a little bit heavily, and the trouble is they impact on you and affect you before you realize it. So you're in a bad place before you realize you're going to a bad place. And through the app and sticking with it and seeing other people's sufferings and what have you, and trying to encourage other people, as I say, it starts lifting you and you become stronger. And yeah, I feel like I'm in a much better place now than what I was 9 months ago or so.
Beautiful. I love the way you describe the whole process and the fact that you are so aware of everything that's happening on the inside, because many many people aren't too much aware of what's happening on the inside. They're rather focused on what's happening outside of them. And going through these life changes, it's really powerful to have a tool like this to refocus on the good things of life, on the fact that you can still do things that have meaning and that are helpful to people. And yeah, I'm really happy to hear that. But I also wanted to ask you, how did you keep going? Like, what was your motivation to keep going for so many days?
I think to a certain extent, it's probably that one develops eventually a feeling of responsibility. You start to pick up certain people that start following me, and you feel, okay, there's common ground there, and you see their hurts and their difficulties, and you begin to feel a sense of responsibility and need to be there for those people. And you know, sometimes things go well for them for days, for weeks, for a while, and then suddenly, you know, they have a downturn for one reason or another, and you're just there, you know, when you needed to be there. And I think it's that sort of sense of responsibility that keeps on going. Certainly that's what keeps me going.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And the fact that you find it in your heart, like you find a great motivation in the fact that you're helping others. And yeah, that says a lot about you and about the fact that caring for people is an important part of being human and of having meaning in this world. And yeah, I think that's really great. And you wanted to say something.
Yes, no, it's just, you know, as you're saying, it's what's the word I'm looking for? Makes me feel good what you're saying, but that's not just the only thing. You know, I just for a long time have felt that we live in a world that's cruel and where people don't care for people, and really that's what we were created for. We created to be there for one another. We created as social beings. And you know, the world has turned us into antisocial beings, and it's something that, you know, the more people can see of what it is like to be a social being, the more they'll be encouraged to do the same. And yeah, that's, you know, I suppose it's part of my crusade.
Beautiful. I love that. And by the way, can you tell us a little bit about the culture there in South Africa? Like, do they have any teachings regarding gratitude?
Not really. It's maybe in certain religious circles, Christian or I don't know it so much about the other religions, but certainly in Christian religious circles, there'll be the odd thing said about it on the odd sermon, but it's not a big thing in South Africa as such. I think psychiatrists and psychologists in South Africa are generally, you know, still fighting as to which method is the method, and what shapes you in your life, and they're still trying to fight each other as to, you know, whose way is the best way. And I think, you know, sometimes that overcomplicates the whole psychology of humanity unnecessarily. Mm-hmm. When ultimately, I think, you know, the main thing that comes out of it is love, and you know, either you love people or you don't. And it's pretty simple. And I think, you know, that's something that happens in the gratitude app, is that people begin to discover the reality of love, and that love is not just a sexual physical thing, but that there's far more to it.
That's amazing. Indeed, like in my own quest to find the truth, like the truth with a big T, I found that in different religions and cultures, the two things that I've been seeing everywhere were gratitude and love. And yeah, I totally believe that. And I think they are also very, very much intertwined. And of course, without caring for people and loving, it's really hard to make a difference and to leave a positive mark on the world.
Yeah, and it's you know, I just hope that, you know, through gratitude and the app and so on, that more people realize that it's you know, a lot of the people on the app are people that have come from addictive backgrounds and so on, and feel they owe the world. But I think, you know, very often they are the people that are most sensitive and that really have got so much to offer the world in terms of real experience of human emotions, which the rest of the world is trying to squash. And the more we can open up and help the world to get back to knowing, you know, what their emotions are all about, the more likely we are to end up with a peaceful society.
Exactly. And by the way, if you could go back in time, like maybe 20, 30 or 40 years ago, what would you tell your younger self about gratitude?
Oh, just I think, you know, that when, as you get older, you begin to see how much you've got to be thankful for. And I don't know that it would change, you know. I think perhaps, yeah, I think the thing I would do most of all would be to listen to elder people a lot more, pay a lot more attention to older folks, because when you're young, you're inexperienced and there's a lot of stuff you just don't know, and you just won't know, because you only get to know them once you experience them.
Exactly. Yeah, I reached the same conclusion, to be honest, with my parents, for instance, that some things that I didn't agree with, I ended up agreeing with them through experience and seeing that they were right, actually, about many things that I just couldn't see because I was too young to have that perspective. And yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think it's an important lesson to learn for all of us. And yeah, we're always learning, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you just don't stop. I think the only thing that changes is that the older you get, the more you realize you still got a lot to learn.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And by the way, when it comes to painting, what do you love about it? What do you appreciate about the process of painting?
I think it's just the inherent beauty of the world around us. Putting it on paper and capturing it, and you know, it's there forever.
I love that. And I think it's so simple and so powerful at the same time. The fact
it is,
that,
yeah,
we can express ourselves in a creative way. And were you like, did you want to get to paint when you were younger, or is it just something that you uncovered now as you retired?
I think now, and if I think back, I always had a certain amount of appreciation for pretty drawings and pictures and things like that. I tried a little bit as a youngster to get involved in it, but my parents at the time were not very encouraging, and I, you know, got involved in all sorts of other things that to occupy my time and do what with. Got smoking at the age of 8 and found that pretty creative, but which obviously wasn't very bright, but yeah. And then you know later in life you're just busy with other things. And now that I've retired, what also perhaps helped a lot there was when I went to Australia last year, my daughter's father-in-law there, her husband's father, he's a very good artist. And I think that sort of, you know, seeing that got me, you know, well, I must do a bit of that myself. And yeah, here we go.
That's so beautiful how we can inspire each other by our own example and by the things that we are doing. And yeah, I love that. So we are nearing the end of our time together. Yeah. And I wanted to ask you if you have some people in your life that have had a positive influence that you're grateful for and that you would like to mention.
Yes, I think, you know, my wife, number one, has always been there and thereabouts. Through suicide attempts and so on, she stood by my side and never knocked me down, and that meant a lot. Coming from a background where that was, you know, support, direct personal support was non-existent. And there have been one or two other folk through that period that have, ministers and so on, that have stood by me. I think recently Nels has been particularly inspiring with his story, in which we find a lot of common ground. And Shannon, I think, is also somebody who's really, she's been through a lot of hard things, and she inspires me a lot lately.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And I'm really happy that you gave us a part of your time and that you shared your story and the things that you appreciate in your life with us. And I want to thank you for being such a positive role model for all of us to be consistent with practicing gratitude, with writing each day, and with just being a great person in spite of everything that you went through. Thank you.
Thank you, Georgian. And yeah, I think, first of all, let me say, you know, that all the glory must go to God, because he's made me what I am. And yeah, just to leave peace with everybody, the peace of God, as I end most of my contributions on 365 with John 14 verse 27. So yeah, best blessings and peace to everyone.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. See you. Bye.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.